Coming to you live from the basement of an abandoned training facility, where we talk about fighting, training, and events. It's the Fight Mixer Show, where you can hear about all the local and world combat sports happenings. Get ready. It's time to gear up and square up, because we're going live, on the Fight Mixer Show.
Perfect.
We got another face off.
Welcome.
We got Tristan and Alex here talking about their next fight at MCC.
Nice. Welcome, guys. Real quick, if you're enjoying our show, please click like, follow, subscribe. Help us out. Help us help our fighters. The more views we get, help us out. So please spread our stories, spread our pages, spread our videos. So everyone can get views on here. So click
links,
subscribe, and follow.
Go ahead. All right. We'll give you guys each a chance to introduce yourselves and kind of give like a short background and kind of where you're at with fighting and how you got into it. We'll start with Alex first. Go ahead and tell us how you got into it, how you're getting ready for this, everything.
Alex Coover. I live in Las Vegas, training Extreme Couture. Kind of just got into it following in the family's footsteps. Everybody in my family fought, really. So, and then moved out here with my cousin Johnny, started taking training a little more serious, diet more serious, everything like that. So,
are you Johnny Coach's cousin?
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Oh, Johnny Coach. Are you related? Oh,
yeah. And then, so I'm 9-2, and this will be my last amateur fight before I turn pro, so.
Nice. I mean, what's your record right now? Amateur?
9-2.
Okay. MMA only, or have you done boxing, kickboxing?
I've done like a charity kickboxing show, but I'm a wrestler, so I like wrestling.
Okay. You never did too much striking before. Nice. That's not bad. That's why a lot of people go pro a little too soon sometimes. I think that 10 fight mark is kind of that. How about you? Give us a little bit of background of your story,
for the
fans at home can
listen. Yeah, so started training MMA about a year and three quarters ago, almost 2 years ago. Wrestled for most of my, you know, early life, like age four to 14. So definitely into grappling more than striking, more than anything. I took a kickboxing class, and then 2 days later, I was fighting somebody. Like, I just kind of hopped into a fight and just really haven't stopped at all. Moved out from Iowa, came out here to Colorado to get some more high quality training, you know, to be with the girlfriend and just experience something new. And it's all really, really helping in every aspect of life. I am currently 3-1 MMA and 3-1 kickboxing.
That's interesting. Yes. You guys are from Iowa, you went out of state to further your training.
Yeah, well, Colorado has some of the highest quality gyms in the world right now. If you take a look at the UFC champs, I think they got like 4 just in Aurora. So, I mean, the competition level just feels like 3 notches up out here. Plus, you got the altitude, and it's just beautiful everywhere you go.
Lots of trees for smoking.
You hit it on the head there. Yeah, lots of trees
for smoking.
But.
All right. So do you guys actually know each other really at all, or is this just you guys were matched together and that's it?
Yeah, not really.
Yeah.
Never played the same card?
I've known of Alex, like, since I started fighting. I've known of him, and I've been asking for the fight for about a year and a half. So I'm looking forward to it for sure.
Travis Palmer says that you stole my fight.
That bitch.
Travis, which one do you want to fight? I don't think that's a good idea for either. I love you, Travis, but I don't think that's a good idea, bro.
Travis, you want to jump on into?
Yeah, the first time I was introduced to Trent, he sent me a friend request on Facebook and I accepted it. And then he immediately left and acted my profile picture.
Bro, you got to do what you got to do. You don't know who the fuck I am, so I got to take jabs when I can, you know? I've heard things about you. You seem like a super nice dude, so, like, I'm never going to get disrespectful with you, but I just really wanted to get in there and scrap, you know?
Yeah, that's the coolest, man.
That's going to be a compliment, if anything, maybe, because either someone finds you as a competition or they need you to get that extra level of experience. I really interested in what you said about that you started kickboxing and then 2 days later you took a fight.
Yeah, I took a fight. His name is Frankie McLaughlin. It was a really good idea because I ended up winning and I went on a little win streak. So I took a kickboxing class like literally out of the blue. Good thing I was in shape. I'm always in shape even if I'm not training or anything, but. Yeah, 2 days later, he's just like, hey, you want to fight? I'm like, shit, let's do it, whatever.
You had zero striking experience before
well,
that?
Well, I had wrestling, but it was a kickboxing fight. I had 2 days of kickboxing experience, so.
That's so interesting. How did you do? Strike.
Split decision. I go back and watch that fight, and I laugh at myself.
Yeah, but how experienced was the other fighter?
He had training before. I couldn't tell you how long, but I know he was way more experienced. He just gassed out, and I just made him quit.
That's kind of sad on him, honestly.
A little bit, but he was a super nice guy, so I'm not going to say anything about
him. All right.
Let me have a fight.
So, and then what year was this then? What year was your first match?
That was 2019.
Okay, so that's fairly new. Okay, got you. Wow, that's impressive. Okay, and so Alex, when was your first match?
I think it was like a couple weeks after my 21st birthday. So I trained for like 4 months, and then I had a torn ACL the whole time, and then dislocated my knee like 3 days before the fight, and then fought, and I won in 40 seconds. Then I had to have surgery, so I was out for another 6 months, so I didn't get a fight until the next year.
Okay. I do not know who you are. So what year were you 21?
What's that?
So what year were you 21?
Oh,
I don't want to guess your age.
I'm 24, so that was 3 years ago. Okay.
So you guys still have about the same like length of career. And mm-hmm. Nice matchup. Commence the shit talk. Go ahead.
They already did.
Yeah, that kind of scares you.
I'm trying to pick something out, but he's not like a bad looking guy. He seems stupid. Like, I haven't.
You don't want to attack his glamour shots that he's always posting?
Hey, you watch.
I blocked him on Facebook, actually. I didn't want him seeing my posts. I blocked him on Facebook, so I don't see any of the stuff anymore.
Wait, you don't see Alex?
No, it doesn't keep your head.
No, so I added him and then I blocked him because I was like, I gotta fight this guy now. I don't want to.
But first, he laughed at my profile picture, which wasn't
funny looking, or was it?
That's some toxic shit right there.
I honestly can't remember the picture. Do you remember what it was?
I don't. I think it was me walking out for a fight or something.
Oh. That's such a neat thing to do. Oh my God.
So how did you guys hear of each other?
My Uncle Rick wanted to match me up with him a couple times, but the timing and everything just didn't really work out. So,
I wonder
now here we are.
If it's easier, if I do have my eyes set on a couple people like having always wanted to be matched, but I don't know if it's easier as far as my mindset goes to want to fight someone like that I have my eyes on in the beginning and then let them get seasoned and let them get their experience and then want to. Like when you have to take the fight with them years later, when they're actually more experienced, I don't know what's better or is that something that kind of you guys thought about? Like as far as like fighting them in green, are you keeping up with like each other's records? Like have you guys been kind of like eyeballing each other this long or you guys just knew each other?
I mean, me personally, I saw him at the beginning, but then I started doing my own scheduled fighting and stuff. So I wasn't really paying attention until lately. When I started looking at like Tapology and stuff, I'm like, oh, this motherfucker, he's up there. Like, what the hell? I was like, okay, yeah, I think it's about time to get that fight. Like, I feel like I have enough experience now because I guarantee if we did this when I wanted to, it would not have ended well.
for you.
Did you catch up on him?
Like right after my kickboxing fight, I can't remember how I heard of him, but I'm like, I'm gonna fight him. And my coach was like, maybe not. Not yet.
Yeah, I think
it's kind of like, I don't know. It's like you see someone across the bar, you're like, I want to talk to them. You're like seeing some guy, like, I want to fucking fight that dude.
Exactly.
There's a connection. I see it. And
so depending on how
this fight goes, I think now's like the perfect time. It's a good test before I turn pro. It's a good fight for him, too. Get a name for himself and work his way up to pro ranks if that's what he's going for. So.
Yeah, and it doesn't really help to fight some shit. Like, it's not going to give you – I mean, it might give you some, like, get your rematch out the way, but going against someone that is on your level, that's a great matchup for you, too, as far as exceeding whether, you know, you win or lose. Was that going to change, though, your direction, Alex, about going pro?
No. No, it's not.
So no matter what, you're going. This is the,
well, I'm going to win, but it's not going to change it. This will be my last amateur fight.
So – go ahead.
So how quick are you going to win? I mean, is this going to be a first rounder, second rounder?
And do it, bro.
I don't know. Second round TKO.
Second round TKO. What say you, Trent?
Man. Me a 30-25 at this point. Unanimous decision, 30-25.
That's
3 10-8 rounds. Well, 2 10-8s, 1 10-9. So,
are you okay? That gives me little hints as to what your game plan is.
Quite possibly.
Trying to give away your submission move.
Yeah.
Could be.
Not submission. Just
owning it. Oh, what a great way to redirect somebody.
So, okay, so. I'm sorry, I really haven't looked up too much heavily on the finishing parts as far as, like, what your records look like on Tapology or Sheerdog. Are you guys – okay, let's start with Alex first, and then I'm going to go back to Trenton as far as, like, how you ended that. What are your – you said you're 9-2, correct, Alex?
Yeah, with 9 times.
First round finishes, did you go the distance? How many times? And...
So I have 9 – I'm 9-2 with 9 title fights. My first 2 fights weren't title fights, but everyone since then was.
Wow.
With 7 finishes, I think 2 submissions, and then 5 TKOs.
Did you ever – so you never did the distance on the title fight, or no?
Yeah, I did 1. Or no, 2 title fights I went the distance. Okay. I fought for a 170-pound title. Like, I didn't even weigh that. I was just, like, walking around, and it got offered. And that one went to decision. And then my first 155-pound title fight went to decision 2.
Okay. So you have the gap. This is interesting. That's why I like looking at people. You can pick people all day, but then I'm wondering, like, can that person do the distance with that? How about you, Brendan? What does your record look like?
MMA 3-1. I have 1. Did I go the distance on my MMA? Let's see. Yeah, I had one decision win the MMA, and the other 2 were first round finishes. As for kickboxing, we have a second round finish, and I went the distance. Yeah, so 3 finishes in kickboxing, and 1 went the distance. That's when I lost.
Okay. So you guys both have gas. Did you ever do a title fight then, Trenton?
No, I was scheduled for 4 title fights during the last year of COVID, and every single one of them, guy got injured, got canceled, or, you know, the event got called off. So I just been taking this year to really, like, focus on training and actually getting to the point where I'm going to be able to do some cool shit during my fight.
So what do you do that sets you apart from Alex?
What do I do? Okay. I feel like I just outwork my opponents. Like, I'm never, like, too far ahead skill-wise, but, like, I do shit every day to go ahead and get my cardio, my mindset, all that shit. It's all there. It's all ready to go.
Alex, anything?
Yeah, that's pretty much why I moved out here, is to just take everything more seriously. Train every day, sometimes twice a day, get my running in. 6 days a week, eat right every day. I think I'm a little stronger than people think. So when I have them on the ground, they can't really get up.
So do you guys have any plans of just staying in MMA, or do you guys have plans of kind of trying out other combat sports?
Nah, I'm going to stick for MMA right now. I don't know. Maybe in the future. Probably be like boxing or something like that.
I think she's hinting at, do you want to do bare knuckle?
No, not until I'm like 40.
They're like two wrestlers. I don't think either of them are really looking for that.
Yeah, no, true. I really have been enjoying kickboxing.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think my striking's almost there with my wrestling at this point.
So have you guys like looked each other up and kind of studied videos and fights of each other? And if you have, what do you see as your opponent's best advantage or best feature, I guess?
Yeah, I've watched a couple of his fights. I'm thinking that overhand right, I just got to be careful of that and, you know, check those kicks. That's all I see.
You looked at him much, or?
Well, he blocked me, so I can't really watch any of his stuff.
good move.
But I watched a couple before he blocked me, just kickboxing stuff. But I don't know how recent it was or anything. Just kind of looked like some basic combos. I think, yeah, that's about it. I looked up his record, and that's about it.
Okay. Allie? I think we just lost Allie. So you guys are both, or Alex at least, you're looking to go turn pro. Are there any organizations that have kind of been reaching out to you, or have you been, you know, eyeing your prize as far as what, you know, what organization are you wanting to go look fight for?
I'll actually probably take my first pro fight for MCC, and then I don't know, Cage Aggression's out there. And I don't know. We'll go from there.
Do you have a manager right now, or are you doing it yourself?
I don't really, but my cousin kind of helps me out with all that stuff. My cousin and my uncle Rick.
They
know a bunch of people and.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Sorry, I think I froze for a little second. I wanted to ask you, yeah, Elliot. I think everyone's lagging real quick. Is there something about your gym though specifically? So you're always kind of at his gym. You're in Vegas, correct, Alex?
Yeah, at Extreme Couture.
Okay, so is that something you feel is giving you all sort of advantage as far as their system goes, what they're having you do, or do you think it's more about you as an individual fighter?
Maybe a little of both. I mean, you gotta want to go there and work, and you gotta want to do everything. Not at practice, like your diet and the runs and stuff like that. But all the coaches there, like the coach of the year, Eric Nixick. We got Nate Pettit, who did wrestling today. Eddie Baracco for striking. And then Jake Shields does my grappling classes. And then I got a strength and conditioning coach too. And then just the guys around. There's like 1FC, UFC, Bellator. There's guys everywhere, like –
And are they on a kind of a strict regimen there too? I like certain gyms have a really nice strict scheduling for their fighters.
Yeah. So Mondays and Fridays there's a kickboxing class at 9 a.m. and then every day at 3:30 there's a pro team. So Tuesdays and Thursdays are sparring, and then Monday is MMA. Wednesday is wrestling. And then I do strength and conditioning three of those days, and then Saturday. And then Monday and Wednesday nights, my grappling class with Jake Shields.
Nice. So. And how is your training?
What's that?
Oh, I was going to say, are you planning on keeping your fights primarily in Iowa, or do you plan to eventually start taking some events there in Vegas or in Nevada?
Well, there's nothing's really going on in Vegas right now. It kind of just opened up, so. Probably my first pro fight will be in Iowa, just my debut in my hometown stuff. So, and then Yeah, we'll just go from there. I'd like to fight everywhere.
You like to fight who?
I'd like to fight
everywhere.
I'd like to travel.
Right? Come down to Florida. There's lots of fights here.
Yeah.
Deal.
How is your training? As far as your gym goes, your coaches, your gym, how's your schedule?
Yeah, so I train 5 times a week. I try to get in as much as possible. Been having a busy work schedule, so I have to do some cross training, actually. I'm, like, down here in the Springs, and then I'm up in Denver, and, like, you know, so I've just been getting in. The least I've done is five training sessions a week, so I've been keeping on track with that. And every time I don't make it into the gym as much, I'm out running up mountains, you know, doing whatever I have to do to make sure I'm ready for this.
Who's your coach?
So Frankie McLaughlin, the head coach of the gym I'm at is Cody Donovan, okay. UFC fighter. And, you know, there's a bunch of people in there from Elevation Fight Team. You know, I get to see Corey walking around there. I've seen Justin in there before. So a lot of start. It's really a star-studded gym right now. Like, Kamaru just switched camps too. I think they have like three, four champs right now. Stan Hagen's a champ. Like, we already know that he's going to be the champ. So we're adding another one.
That's cool. You guys got a lot of like really good mentors, or you got really good coaches, a lot of availability. You guys are training really hard. You're going almost every day a week. Like, this is actually like, I'm really excited for this fight. And, somebody reached out to me and was telling me, you know, you need to get a hold of this Trenton Willison. He's going to be on the MCC card. And we already had Alex in mind coming on the show. So I'm really glad you guys both agreed to just come on at the same time. And you guys both have a pretty good following. You have a lot of fans that are wanting to see you guys.
And they're not shit talking. I feel like if this was two chicks, like, they'd be like eating each other alive or like having major attitude. Like, you guys kind of like, we're like, well, you're a little bitch, my left. You guys haven't.
No, yeah, I've
assholes outside, and I just don't
personally know. Like, I've never understood the people that like come on here and try to talk shit. I'm just like, that makes you kind of look scared almost. Like, are you talking? I don't know, Alex. I have nothing bad to say about him. I can make some shit up, say he's too short or something, but
that's not what you were saying backstage.
Don't mind Matt. He's trying to stir it.
He's trying to stir the pot.
Yeah, he's got one screwing out.
I always just look at it like all these amateurs and stuff are talking shit and they haven't even made it yet. Like, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
Like, that's never been really my style. Like, I haven't even, I'm an amateur. Like, what do I got to talk about?
Yeah. Some people do, some people are too happy to talk shit, but they have nothing behind them. So I don't get where they're coming from. Like, I don't think if that's just their ego or they're trying to make themselves stand out, but I think they're foolish and fun to talk
to. A lot of it, I honestly think, is like an inner insecurity. They're trying to convince themselves they're better. So they're really amplifying it to make it sound like they're talking shit to other people, but it's actually they're telling it to themselves.
Yeah.
Some of their friends are feeding them bullshit, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sometimes people just got a bad group of friends gassing them up.
Yeah.
If you can get people to not think about, you know, their technique and fighting and everything else and just think about how much they hate somebody, it can be an advantage.
They don't look at me. Alex looks like he's hesitant to talk.
That's just not my style.
I feel like it's somewhere in Trent in there, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trent wants to talk shit right now. I know it.
You guys are states away. It's a safe place. This is a safe place right now.
I don't know you. I just know you're like a good fighter. I want to fight you. So I think I'm going to win. I mean, that's the most shit I can talk.
Do you guys think you're going to be bros after this? Are you going to unblock him?
No. We live in different states. We're not going to be bros after this, but I'm not
going to be. Pen pals. What's going on with pen pal?
Facebook bros.
Yeah, unblock.
Okay, if I go to Vegas, I will be staying at your place, though. That's a fact.
Oh, okay. After
this, not paying for it.
Okay, so if he wins, can we agree to you unblock him?
I was gonna unblock him anyway. I was. I don't know why. I was just one night. I was looking at him like I don't fucking like his face. And I just blocked him. I was like, I don't want him seeing me either.
He's always smiling all the fucking time.
Right.
You go in there with a temper or some kind of
No, I'm just fucking blank. I'm like a blank canvas. I have no, I'm not like angry, and obviously I'm nervous, but that kind of goes away when I get to hear my song. Like whatever song I walk out to, I visualize it 100,000 times. So I just walk out and all the nervousness leaves after I hear that. Don't really know why, because it feels like I've been there before with how many times I've seen it.
Yeah.
Do you keep the same song for all your fights?
No. No, no, no. Definitely not.
I'm so superstitious. I'm like, I can't change it. I can't change it.
I can't change it after you lose. Because then I'm just like, yeah, da 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 da.
So do you like to use like upbeat songs, or are you like coming out to heavy metal?
So I've done a rap song. Okay, it's all over the fucking place. Like there was one time I was feeling Halsey for a walkout song, so I walked out to Halsey.
That's cool.
I've walked out to Skillet, you know, and then a bunch of rappers. Like it doesn't, it's just literally when they ask me the question, what do you want to walk out to? I just think for 5 minutes. I'm like, whatever I feel right then. I just go go with it.
What's that? I've changed mine every time, so.
Yeah. Do you have any superstitions you fight with? Is there any superstitions as far as?
I did, and it actually came true. So the song that I walked out to and lost my first fight, I never walked out to it again. And then this last fight, the other kid walked out to it, and he beat me.
What song? We have to know what bullshit.
Yeah.
What song?
Yeah, what song was it?
It was The Way I Live.
I know what song Trenton's playing.
Yeah.
It only works once. I've never lost twice in a row.
Yeah.
Do any of you guys have any superstitions about rituals or anything you do pre-fight?
Oh, if I take a nap before the fight, I'm winning. If I'm able to take a nap, that's my one thing. If I can take a nap before the fight, I'm going to win that fight.
Alex, don't let him sleep.
he's going to take two naps that day.
How about you, Alex? Do you have any rituals? Anything you have to eat or something weird?
Not really. I just kind of hang out before the fight. Just try to take my mind off of it until I get there.
You're so relaxed, and I'm used to your cousin. That's your cousin, Johnny.
He's not even here right now.
Yeah, but even his, you're like completely, you seem much more relaxed or quiet than him.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Is that true? Okay. Yeah. So I'm like, not that I know well, but I also, he knows that I steal all his shit on his memes and all the crazy shit he's sharing in his stories. And like the shit that he says about going out to Korea and like partying and then, yeah, and then coming back here. And you're so quiet.
Yeah, I
don't know. He's a shy boy.
That's how my boyfriend is. He's just really quiet, not a shit talker, doesn't even want to act like he's really tough, but then goes in the ring. It's a totally different story.
That's how it should be.
Yeah, that's how he is. I'm the opposite.
I have noticed like there is almost a whole new breed of fighter now that aren't trying to like do the big uber tough guy act. They're just cool with just letting everyone know that they're chill about shit, that we're goofy shit. Like, it's kind of cool seeing the transformation of the sport and how the athletes act.
It's cool, but I like shit talk.
That's WWE.
We know.
I like a little bit of there has to be a show of some sort. Like, there's some reason why people want to believe in a story. Like, whether you believe they want to be involved in something. And so sometimes they personally involve themselves in people's stories. So you two hate each other, or at least pretend you guys hate each other, they'll sell that much more tickets. So good talk right now. You guys can sell some more tickets. Pretend each other.
No. I hate you, Trent.
Yeah, there you go. Boom.
You should add him on Snapchat since he deleted you off Facebook.
Fucking midget.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'11".
Holy shit.
You're 5'11 and you call him short?
How tall is
he? He's like 5'4". I'm just kidding. 5'6", I think. 5'7".
Wait, you're 5'6"?
5'7", yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, how tall are you, Trent? You really are 5'11"?
5'11".
And you're, okay.
He's skinny, though. Look at him.
There we go. There we go.
I do get scary skinny when I'm cutting my weight. Like, obviously, the picture y'all put up, you were probably getting, like, fucking sun reflections off my picture.
You picked that photo, to be
I know. It was, like, the only one I could find. I was like, damn, okay. This
I had a bunch of them.
I know.
Hollywood.
Alex is like, what photo should I use? Like, I don't know. You have, like, a fucking album of them.
You look like you have a long reach, though, Trent. So your lats look really big. That's why. But I can't see you flex at all or anything, Alex. So I can't tell. But
so what's the first thing you guys eat after weight cut?
What's that?
What's the first thing you guys snack on after a weight cut?
Water.
God, I love food.
Pedialyte. It's not about the food. It's really? All about that liquid at first.
Really?
Well, people overeat it. I just find them just so fatigued. Like, you see them, like, getting walked out of this roadhouse, like, by two people.
My friend Clinton will slam a beer.
Immediately? Like, after a weight?
After a weight cut, yeah.
No. That's the worst thing you could put in.
Yeah.
No, I've had a Guinness after I made weight before.
And you felt okay? Like, I feel it's like that would always hydrate you.
But Guinness is so thick, you almost eat it.
No. It's good for your blood cells.
I thought caffeine. I always thought caffeine helps you put everything right back in your muscles when you need to rehydrate.
Frankie says that Trent, take off your shirt and flex.
No, he's being a smart ass. He's being a smart ass. Dude.
No, this is what the fans want. This is a fan request.
That's not that's my coach.
Yeah, even better.
Because you need to take your shirt off. Alex said it.
You're gonna see each other shirtless anyway.
I know. He takes his shirt off. I'll take my shirt off. We're gonna rub on each other.
I feel really like inappropriate. Is this how girls feel? Like, take your shirt off.
But Frankie, no, me and Frankie did some weird shit over here in Colorado. Yeah, you know it. He just... Oh my god.
If one more person comments to take your shirt off, you have to do it.
Now they're gonna do it. That doesn't count. That's cheating. You know,
does that work for the ladies too? Or?
Huh?
Does that work for the ladies too?
Trent, not us.
Oh. Your mom wants you to keep it on.
I appreciate that, mother. Yeah, I love my mother. She's an angel on earth. I'll say that much.
Aw, she's like, son, keep it on. But his mom said no.
Okay, stop.
Stop. Come on, mom.
My mom's the same way, so.
Right.
This is stupid. I feel like a really pervert now. Your dad
and your dad.
Yes, both of you. Shut the hell up. I've just been seeing it pop up in the bottom left corner.
I know. It's like your Christmas recital, and your parents are just fucking screaming in the crowd.
Yeah. So I moved out here away from them, and you know, I don't get to talk to them as much. So whenever they get a chance, it's a lot.
We're supposed to ask you about powerlifting.
Oh yeah. When I was a youth, I was like a four-time national powerlifting champion.
What is a youth? Is that 12?
Like, no, I think I was like 5, 6, 7, 8, like, oh, something okay. Like that. Like, I was young. Huh?
Like a little Hercules kid? I don't know.
No, I was fat as hell. I was a really, really fat kid. I don't know why. Maybe that just helped.
So what did that look like? So you stopped altogether, or did you still lift then?
I definitely still lift. I just don't compete in the powerlifting stuff.
I'm guessing you had to cut back with wrestling.
Yeah, definitely. Stopped at 14, I guess. Damn, I was doing that for a long time.
Your parents are here to make sure you get it right.
I guess I was doing that for like 10 years. But eventually I just wanted to focus on wrestling because that was way more fun than just lifting weights.
Well, that's all I
need to get into one of those bodybuilding competitions.
No, it wasn't bodybuilding, so I wasn't like a model or anything. It was like pure powerlifting, so it's just the most amount of weight you can get off your chest or squat or
dip. I'm not normally skinny either. Perfect. What about you, Al? Did you do anything recreational like that as a kid or?
Yeah, I pretty much played sports all through college. Like, I played football in college, played every sport in high school, really. I powerlifted too, actually, my sophomore year.
Such a good match.
I probably lifted more, but
This might be a split decision.
That's not true. If it's powerlifting, I know for a fact I'd outlift you. if it's powerlifting, that's a fact. I would outlift you.
This is the next competition after you guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we can set this up and then maybe thumb wrestle for the tiebreaker.
Bad move.
So
got strong little stubby thumbs.
How do you know your thumbs are stronger? Is it like a gaming thing or?
Use your thumb. That's how he knows his thumb.
Mom and Dad, I have not asked for that.
I didn't know you used your thumb. That's weird.
On YouTube.
What do you do like this?
That was most like finger grip.
Short though.
What the hell are we talking about now?
Can you explain to us how you do it?
Sit back for a
second. Stop. I'm surprised Alex's mom isn't in the comments.
I know, they would love each
other. There's going to be like 20 Tasslers on there.
You don't have to. You're pretty long. Balls in the wall over here. It's usually always the fighter's parents that are just like out commenting everyone else. This is why you're single.
No, he's talking to me. That's Travis talking to me. He's always pointing that out.
Yeah, but
last time was because I wear men's glasses.
Is that your name, Alu?
He can't spell.
There you go.
Nice. Well, do you guys have any, as far as anything special or different? I want to ask like a little bit out of the ordinary question as far as like something that people at home don't know about you or not fighting but sets you apart. Definitely, I like weird things. You got anything weird before we go?
Weird.
Weird.
Do you guys believe in aliens or?
Oh fuck yeah, aliens are real.
Do you have any stories?
No, I've never seen
story.
We're starting a new podcast, and we're gonna be doing strange stuff too. Some interesting, anything just out of the ordinary stories.
You have a Pickle Rick tattoo?
Yes, I do.
That's weird.
Where is it?
It's on my calf. So that's a weird story. I don't remember getting that. So I worked at a restaurant. I had like literally every Texas Roadhouse. I had like probably 25 people over that night. And I woke up and I had a pickle on my calf. So.
Wait, did you work at Texas Roadhouse before or after?
Before fighting. Yeah, that was before I ever.
Is that how you got introduced? You saw the fighters coming in after weigh-ins?
No. It was literally such a spur of the moment thing. Like, I was just doing my regular thing, working, hanging out after work. And then my friend was like, you want to go take a kickboxing class? And I'm like, that sounds cool. So 2 days later, I was fighting someone. And
I do love some Texas Roadhouse.
Actually, Alex, I'm surprised you said you started at 21. I figured with, like you said, it was a very common thing in the family that at 18 you were just going to like jump in.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
You started at 21.
Yeah. I moved to Omaha for a little bit. And then when I got back is when I was like, all right, I need something to do. So I started training. Yeah. I was in college, so I didn't really think about fighting at the time.
So, where's your rig tattoo? Let's hear something. You got something different, Alex?
What?
You got a rig tattoo too?
No, I wish. Cool.
Aw, so you're going to be friends. Can you unblock him for the love of God?
Fine, I'll unblock him. What's he going to see? I post memes on Facebook. Like, I don't know what I was thinking. I just kind of like, I'm just like, I don't want to fucking see this guy.
You think the people that you're best friends with, or you don't want the most friends, like, I feel like effort.
What was that?
Like, the people that I usually tend to like dislike the most sometimes are the people that actually get along with probably the best. I think I see something in them myself, maybe. Maybe you see something in them.
Maybe it's because, you know, the people you see are like you in ways. Maybe that pisses you off for some reason.
That's the thing.
I don't know, Karina. That's all on you. I'm not trying to be a psychologist here.
Jarvis is trying to stir the pot, though. He's talking about your fight you had with Sheehy, and if you thought you actually won that one.
No, I think he won. A lot of people tell me I won, but I really think he won that split decision. Because I, but what I don't agree with, two of the judges scored at 30-27, and there's no fucking way I lost that first round. It's not a chance in hell. But
that's the only fight I gotta watch.
I'll unblock you and I'll invite you to my fight page. You can go ahead and watch it.
Okay. Ha ha! All of his photos.
But as soon as you join my fight page, you're a fan. I'm just kidding,
that's
bro.
Fair.
You know I'm just fucking around.
Haters are fans too.
Yeah.
You guys are the nicest TikTokers ever.
You guys have to do a Facebook photo, don't you? Night before.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah.
Kind of curious how that's gonna go now.
Yeah.
Probably just gonna look at each other, and then it'll be over.
Do you typically smile during yours?
No, I kind of just stand there all straight faced.
I get super awkward during the face-offs because I'm like, do I make a mean face? Do I smile? Like, so I usually just blank off and stare. I just stare as well.
Just throw a wink in there.
Yeah,
might lick him. I don't know.
COVID.
That's asserting dominance in its own way.
Oh my god.
Alex doesn't know whether to blush or.
What's that?
Said, you don't know whether to blush or like what the fuck.
No. I wouldn't care. He could do that if he wanted to.
He can?
That means a lot to me. Okay.
When you guys,
hey, if you think about it, if that photo gets out, that will go viral everywhere. I'm just saying. Not saying you guys should do it, but I'm saying people would share that all over the place.
Or when you're in the rain and one of you guys are a non-guy.
Yeah, but I'd be the weird guy fucking licking people at Facebook. Like, I don't want to gain my fame.
That is not the weirdest thing. It's not the
weirdest thing, but like, it's like you get famous from that. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
I'm always going to be the guy who licked Alex Hoover's face.
There's those fighters that shit their pants in the ring, and that's why they're famous.
Yeah.
I almost did that last week at practice. I'm serious. It was close.
I get so nervous. Like, I almost always miss my walkout song because I'm going back to the bathroom because that's, like, my number one fear. If I piss myself out there.
I used the bathroom like four times before a match. I'm like,
I'd move to Canada or some shit, honestly. Like,
there's a girl and a guy, right? There is a girl that shit.
Yeah, there's a girl that shit herself. I seen that.
Yeah, in the UFC.
Actually, of all places, damn, you made it that far that you shit yourself.
So can the fight continue? Like, if I shit myself in the middle, can we keep fighting?
I was there. Johnny fought on
the I think once you defecate, the fight's done. It's like if you throw up.
That's fucking bullshit.
No, but yeah, but I was talking about the video last podcast where the person was bleeding from the nose. They took this out of their nose and threw it in the dude's face.
Yeah.
Right? I know. That's I feel like that should be something deducted for that. Or if you're going to shit yourself, you're going to also have to fight if someone's throwing their blood snot like on your face. It's not like they're wiping it. Like, he threw it in the face.
I don't know. Like sand.
So just like, yeah, if you definitely can, no. So
there's
do that too. That was a heavyweight dude though.
I was told like anything that comes out of your body is a disqualification. Jizz, all of it.
If you come during a match, there you got other problems.
What if it's like in between rounds and they puke in a bucket? One of my opponents did that. One of the guys that beat me.
I think it depends on the venue, maybe at that point.
I think puking, okay.
In the bucket.
Yeah, but I don't know if like they still count if it's in mid round. You know what I mean? If it's on the
mid round, no. I would think that'd be the same as almost like a TKO or just stoppage of some sort, but not in the bucket in between rounds.
I feel like if you throw up, even if, like in your corner, like you're out.
I mean, if they feel good enough, but shitting yourself is a different story. So let's not go that far. After fourth, I believe. Right. Well,
who's Agner? Is that one of your guys' opponents?
I don't know who Agner is.
It's always turning gay.
That's Travis, not fucking true. Okay.
Who cares? It's Pride Month. It's all right.
There you go.
That was just a fact. This motherfucker saying it. Leonard Willison.
You have to lick them now for Pride Month.
See, Tara said, any body fluid ends a fight.
Not look up the one where the dude throws his blood on the guy. Did not stop. Blew my mind.
It depends on the promotion, too, I think, if they want to let it go or not.
Yeah, it didn't look like it was out of this country either, but I was just.
Oh, it was. It was Ambrose. Okay.
Oh, he saw Ambrose is the one who puked. Yeah. But he puked at the very end of the fight.
Gotcha.
What's that?
Like, the fight ended, and like when they went to go in there and talk to him, he was puking. So it was at the very end. So I think that's why they let it go.
Yeah, well, if it's after the fight, like.
After?
Yeah, that's afterwards.
That shouldn't stop anything.
Oh, right. Apparently,
between the fourth and fifth round, he puked.
I would be hesitant to call that fight.
No, you can't have people fight for four rounds and then kick them out because they puked in a bucket.
Yeah, that's what I like.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Submission, not promotion.
Oh, it's up to the commission.
Never mind, it's not fucked up.
So. All right, guys. Well, I love talking with all of you. Is there whoever wants to go first? I'm just looking left to right, so try your left side. Go ahead, talk about your sponsors. Whoever you want to give shout outs to, your gym, coaches, team, sponsors, friends, family, and let us know anything else to look forward to.
Okay, cool. So yeah, I have two sponsors right now. So this list is a lot shorter than Hollywood over here, but we got Fit Bodies by Kathy Pryor. She's been helping me with my nutrition, dieting, etc. She's been in the fitness and nutrition business for a long time, so she's really good at what she does. And then we have 3Wee Tech. It's an automated system for dealerships to go ahead and increase leads and get more leads. And that's ran by Curtis DeGroat. And those are my only two sponsors right now. I'd like to thank High Altitude Martial Arts, Says MMA, and Frankie McLaughlin for getting me ready for this. Wait, is that really his nickname, Hollywood?
It is not, which is funny.
Okay. Oh, shit. That's pretty much all I got for sponsors. Nice, short, and sweet. So let's hear about his laundry list of people.
Yeah, I got a couple. So
I only need two.
Max Muscle Nutrition, they give me my protein, my vitamins, all my supplements. One Hemp Kitty is my CBD sponsor. They send me my drops and my rub and some CBD coffee. Emerge Energy, it's just like a energy drink company, pre-workout stuff. Pie 5 Pizza in Ankeny. They just been helping me out financially, so that definitely helps. Richie Bros Junk Removal, they also help me out financially. 3D Construction, it's one of my best friends. Whenever I'm back, he lets me stay at his house, drive his cars, stuff like that. So Dr. Sean Plake here at OSM Las Vegas, he does all my massages, my chiropractors. Modern Mountaineer Apparel, they are making my shirts. Yabba Dabba's House of Glass, they help me out financially also. And then Syndicate Tattoo Company does all my tattoos. So, and then I just want to thank all my teammates and my coaches at Extreme Couture, all my family, all my friends, and thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Well, thank you guys both for coming on. You guys did a great job. And
very professional.
Yes, maybe we can have you guys back on sometime after your fight.
I'm going to try and get up for the weigh-ins and the face-off stuff, but I'm not for sure if I'm going to be there that day, but for sure I'll be there the night of the fights.
Did you get your pass?
Yeah, the press pass.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. We're going to let you go. I know you guys got busy schedules.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye.
Well, that was pretty cool.
That was cool. And we had the voice of Wizard of Oz the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Or Charlie. Take
it back. I just get so crowded on the screen. I
get out of here.
So.
Yeah. Good stuff. Again, click, link, subscribe, follow, like us, share us, comment on us. Even that alone will help. sponsor us, anything you got, put our word out there. So you help our fighters that we interview, even if they make it to pro, these fighters need to help along the way, and we'd love to talk to them. And we also have a new podcast coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a time slot yet, but we like to.
I'm not as successful as I think I should be at my age, just in any aspect of life.
I think it's one of the ways too, because when you get your third.
That was a little sneak peek.
Again, I love the audio clip of me at the beginning. That was great. But yeah, so we're still brainstorming it. I'm not sure exactly. We don't have a set date when it's going to get released, but it's our baby right now.
Yeah. Dranger Nutrition. Got that blue raspberry pre-workout. I love the flavor.
Mm-hmm. It's got a nice little zing to it, but it's not like Warhead sour.
Yeah. If you guys want to see different types of content, let us know, especially for the upcoming one too. That one should be it might have fighters on there. We got some fighters that have some odd stories. We'd love to have you on and kind of branch off of this one. And otherwise, Ellie and I and Matt will just be talking, and Travis will be doing some random topics, maybe murder, maybe mystery, aliens, just maybe anything in the news. You never know what you're going to get on that one. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go all over the place with fighters, without fighters. So.
Yep. One thing I wanted to touch on, we kind of discussed it a little bit behind the scenes, but kind of like put it out there. There's a lot of depression going on with athletes, and just especially coming off losses. You know, a lot of these guys do have a lot of support, but they also have a lot of people that just kind of almost write them off as soon as they have a loss, or they don't support them after they lose. And it's a lot of a mental toll that a lot of fighters go through. A lot of fighters go into fighting because they have a lot of depression, and they're using that to try and get through it constructively. And then there's just a lot of pressure to them. So if you're a fighter, if you know a fighter, you know, just check to see how they're doing. If you haven't heard from them for a while, they're coming off a loss, like, always show your support if you're a fan, no matter what the outcome. And there's just a lot of fighters struggling right now. We've been seeing it all over Facebook. So just anybody out there.
I always wonder if part of it is with the lockdowns and being, you know, the gym was kind of a social thing. So people stuck at home, you know, that used the outlet of the gym to get through this, to get through life. And then now they're forced to basically train at home by themselves, or maybe one other person, you know?
I think several different factors, even down to, I don't want to say it, but sometimes I feel maybe, I don't know if the trauma has to do with any of it, any of the trauma they're taking from more seasoned fighters. African questions that could also play a factor into it. You never know, just anyone, anytime, anyone, whether even if they're a fighter or not, like, social media is pretty, I think, big key where people do reach out, especially. Sometimes they don't. The fighters I knew that have left us, that wasn't the case. But if you do see someone reach out, maybe a cry for help, nothing hurting to reach out to them. Mm-hmm. So they're putting themselves out there. We put ourselves out there. It's really hard thing to put yourselves out there in the public. You never kind of know what you're going to get back from people. And fighters do that on a daily basis, putting themselves out there and not knowing what the fans are going to come back at them with. So, all around it. Mental health matters.
Yes, it does.
Whether you want to talk about it or not, people don't talk about it, some people do. So keep that in mind. And, thank you for joining us.
Yeah. We won't be having a show next week, though. So.
Oh, not next week? I thought it was the week after.
Oh, is the week after?
Yes.
Okay.
I will be down in Miami. I'm going to try to smash your ass, Matt.
You didn't even tell me that?
No, I'm literally driving straight through 17 hours with my family, and we're trying not to stop until we get all the way down there.
And what day is it going to be down here?
Stop. from the 11th to the 18th.
Man, you're just missing BKFC 18.
What day is that one?
I think it's the 23rd.
Really? I want to go out there. I will fly for that shit.
Do what?
I said I'll fly down there for BKFC, but this time we're trying to go down there and get some kind of sun, but I don't know how the weather's going to play into that. It might be storming. I will be really upset.
You go all the way down to Florida. It's just like typhoon season.
Yeah.
They're doing it at the Hard Rock Cafe Hotel or something, and the rooms are like $600 a night.
Yeah, unless you guys can afford that, I can't.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be staying at the Trailer Inn next door. So.
But next Miami, I'm down, or I'd like to be in Miami at some point in the future, or a BKFC event of some sort. That's not the one where Paige is fighting. What's your face now, is it?
Oh, Seven?
I don't think so. This is an event with four title events.
Okay. I can't remember what three they said she is. And we got
on that one?
Jake Paul and Tyron Woodley. We got that set for August 28th. Shit. Woodley better own up to say, listen, take care of it.
Yeah, there's so much. Like, just fucking knock him out.
Yeah, St. Louis is feeling a little stressed about that one.
Oh,
my God.
Like, oh, Diaz is on there. We had him on our show, right?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
He'll be fighting for the title.
Beltran.
These are all fine.
Isn't that Bertain's boyfriend fighting Shoemaker?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. There's already conflict right there.
Yeah.
No. And then I don't know what the date is. I think Max Holloway is fighting. I love Max Holloway, one of my favorite fighters. He's also fighting one of my favorite fighters, Yair Rodriguez, Pantera, El Pantera. So that's one. I need to figure out the date of that one, but I'm really kind of crying about that. I want to see that one. So another one we need to pay attention to. So, yeah. We'll be here next week, like I said, but not the week after.
Okay.
And then listen for our Strange Pie. I don't know when.
That sounds very sweet. Keep an eye out for our Strange Pie coming up.
Strange Pie.
I love Strange Pie.
And we keep eat the weird shit on that show, too. So I want to get back to the food part.
Yeah, some activity going on.
Yeah. So yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Peace out. Perfect.